This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States and the Taliban will sign an agreement on February 29th at the end of a week-long period of violence reduction in Afghanistan. We get details from Eimear McCarthy of Reuters.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States and the Taliban will sign an agreement at the end of the month. A spokesman for the Taliban said both sides would also make agreements for the release of prisoners. In a statement, Pompeo also said that the United States and the Taliban have held talks to arrange a political settlement in Afghanistan with an aim to reduce the American presence in the region. He said the agreement will be signed upon the successful implementation of an understanding with the Taliban on a significant and nationwide reduction in violence. It could represent a chance for peace in the country after years of war and nearly two decades of American troop presence.
That's Reuters' Eimear McCarthy reporting. A new warning from the nation's intelligence officials is raising questions about Russian interference in the 2020 election campaign. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Intelligence officials have warned lawmakers Russia is again interfering in the presidential race to help the Trump campaign. Three people familiar with a closed-door briefing say the warning came last week, infuriating President Trump, who complained Democrats would use the information against him. A day later, he berated National Intelligence Chief Joseph McGuire and this week announced he's replacing McGuire with Trump loyalist Rick Grenell. The president has long dismissed the intelligence community's assessment that Russia interfered to boost his 2016 campaign. This warning is raising questions about whether his administration's taking the right steps to fight more meddling. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website. This